Ukraine turns the tide. 40% of Russian refining capacity destroyed, territorial gains reverse. Russia launched what Ukrainian officials described as a massive overnight barrage, killing at least 17 people across multiple Ukrainian cities, a significant escalation in intensity that analysts interpreted as Moscow's response to Ukrainian strikes systematically degrading its energy infrastructure. President Zelensky revealed that Ukraine has successfully knocked out 40% of Russia's refining capacity through targeted strikes on energy facilities, a blow to the Kremlin's ability to fund its war through hydrocarbon exports. Compounding that pressure, new territorial data shows Russia's net gains in Ukraine have turned negative for the first time since 2023, suggesting Ukrainian forces are actively reclaiming ground rather than simply holding defensive lines. Ukrainian intelligence chief Kirilo Budanov offered a notable departure from Kyiv's typically cautious messaging, calling an end to the war before winter realistic. Such specific framing from a senior intelligence official suggests assessments of Russian capability and limitation that are not fully visible in public reporting. On the diplomatic front, President Trump reportedly urged Chinese leader Xi Jinping during their May summit to use Beijing's influence to restart stalled peace negotiations with Russia. China's position as Russia's largest energy customer gives Beijing considerable leverage over Moscow's war financing, though supporting a negotiated settlement carries its own strategic costs for the Russia-China partnership. President Putin, meanwhile, vowed inevitable punishment following the Starobilsk strike that killed 21 students in occupied Luhansk and convened Kremlin meetings to address recent Ukrainian operational successes, a response that analysts say signals genuine concern about the sustainability of Russia's current military posture.